JC Corcoran Podcast.
Got to do this live. All right, friend of mine at the TV station, Lori Light, said call this girl, and it says here you can razz her about an unusual anatomical feature. And I said, you got to give me more than that. She says it's above the waist. Somebody else answered the phone last time.
MMI.
Hi, Pat O'Connell, please.
Hold on, please.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh.
This is Pat. May I help you?
Hi, Pat.
Yes.
This is St. Louis University calling, and a friend of yours called me up and said that we're doing some research here at the medical school about unusual anatomical features, and I understand that you have one.
Oh, Lori Light. I don't appreciate that.
Could you clue us in on what that unusual anatomical feature is?
Yes, I have a third nipple on my tit.
Pat, I think we have to back up a little bit here.
Tell her.
This is J.C. Corcoran. You're on the air on 93.7 KSD FM. We just called up to say happy birthday, Pat.
Well, thank you.
We weren't expecting such a jackpot. Will you please explain this? You have a third nipple. We're on the air live. When did this was from birth? Where is this?
Oh, my Lord.
No, wait a minute. Now, I know there's one. I've seen these before. And I know there's supposed to be one in the middle of each one. So
that's a little bit off to the side. I don't believe it.
Have you ever, are you married?
No.
Ever wonder why? And how old are you today?
28.
28 years old now. Has this come as, do you try to, wow.
hey, what, Pat?
What are guys' reactions when they see it for the first time?
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you ever like tell them ahead of time, now look, I'm going to let you take this off, but when you get it off, you're in for a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, I try to prepare them, but...
And it still doesn't do any good,
No,
huh?
It's never really what they picture, you know?
Yeah. I'm sure that you've done a little research on this. What is the incidence of this? I mean, how many people have this?
I only know of one other person.
Really?
Yeah.
You have her number, too? And how did you... And how did you find this person? Stood on a street door going...
I rode with her in college.
You rode with her in college? I don't like to walk in on these two when they're in the shower. Going, I must need glasses. Well, Pat, would you do us a big favor?
I'm not going to show it to you.
Well, could you just take a picture of it and send it to us? Just a picture.
I'll think about it.
No, please do it. Please do it. Well, thanks for being such a good sport.
Thank you.
About life in general.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Thursday, February 17th, 2022, 266 days remaining in our American democratic system of government. How you doing, kids? It's JC. That recording, I haven't played that back in a long time. That goes all the way back to 1987, I think it was. Pat, oh, see, you could do stuff like that back then. In 87, that's before they passed all these laws that you can't put anybody's voice on the air without telling them first, and that takes the fun out of everything. Thanks a lot for nothing. But back in the day, you could have fun with the phone if you wanted to do stuff like that. All right, we have 138 closings. 138 closings. This morning, for those of you who are listening this morning, I know a lot of people don't get to it until later in the day, and then we even have people who binge listen on the weekends and stuff like that. But for those of you listening here on Thursday morning, everything is moving but it's going to get messier as the day goes on. And then the front is going to go through, and the weather on the back end of the front is cold. There is such a temperature disparity in this front that this afternoon this thing passes through, you might be able to hear it come through. I mean, what was it, 63 yesterday, 62, 63 yesterday? 9 degrees above zero tonight for the overnight low. And all kidding aside, that is going to cause troubles because right in the middle of afternoon drive, the changeover is going to take place. The wind is going to come in. You're probably going to have a couple of hours of sleet and some other stuff like that. I'd get the hell out of there if I were you. Don't want to be spending the night in your car on Highway 40. What else are they saying here? Hold on.
Direction 20s and 30s, so some freezing rain possible at that hour. But for the Metro St. Louis area, throughout most of the area, we are going to see the falling temperatures later this afternoon. And around 3, 4 o'clock, as you're heading home from work, it's going to transition to some light snow. So not a whole lot of ice and not a whole lot of snow expected from the system. But that can certainly...
Wake up! Wake up! She sounds like she's going to nod off. God's sakes, where do they find this girl? All right, the Rams had no excuses yesterday. It was sunny and temperatures in the 80s. And there were dozens of people lining the streets of Los Angeles for the Rams victory party. I'm not kidding you. Even when you see this thing from the air, it's like, where is everyone? And it's like we said yesterday, the Los Angeles television market didn't even make it in the top 10 of cities watching the Super Bowl. Either did St. Louis, by the way. So Stan spent, what, $5 billion on the stadium. He got his Super Bowl, but even out there in Los Angeles, apparently very few people care. Speaking of football, and another one gone, another one gone, another one bites the dust. This time it is Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers. This one looked a little more permanent, although I said that with Danica Patrick, too. Olivia Munn was around for a little while. But Shailene Woodley, I think, was the only one of these women who actually got so far as to get a ring on her finger, and she's gone now, too. One source says it was amicable, but, quote, they're very different people with busy careers, and there were obstacles that they couldn't surmount. Well, for one thing, he lives in Green Bay. You know how difficult it is to get in and out of Green Bay? If you miss your flight on a Wednesday afternoon, you know, maybe a crop duster the next day will take you there. While all this is going on, how about the story yesterday about the U.S. Navy playing with a close encounter with the Russians? They said the two planes were 5 feet apart. United States guys flying along, and a Russian fighter, like, pulls up next to him, like, at a stop sign in Ladue. And this is what people are worried about, because one miscalculation, one misunderstanding, one mistake, you know, and you got World War III. You know, look at what happened with the Cuban Missile Crisis. There were misunderstandings a half a dozen different times. Luckily, cooler heads prevailed. Kennedy got us out of there, and the world was saved. I do not have the same confidence in the people that are running things these days. I posted this yesterday on my Facebook page, the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran, and people just loved it. There's a lot of people talking about the Beatles here the last couple of days because it's the anniversary of the first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show and their first trip to America, obviously. Somebody dug up a review from a guy named Paul Jones, and this guy, I believe, wrote for the New York Times. It may have been. You know, the date is Tuesday, February 11th, 1964. And the guy looks like everybody's grandfather. But let me read this to you. If Ed Sullivan can find no better use for the time allotted him on Sunday night than to devote it to such exhibitions as he presented last Sunday night, I suggest that CBS find something else to put in this hour of prime time. Why Sullivan found it necessary to aid in the phony promotion of four rock and roll exponents, all of whom resemble Moe from the Three Stooges, is beyond my comprehension. And why he felt it necessary to load the theater with screaming teenage girls when he normally restricts his audience to grown-ups is also a mystery. It was obvious to those who saw the Beatles, four young fellows from Great Britain, that they have not attained their present notoriety on the basis of their musical talents, for the sounds emanating from their mouths were anything but melodic. Shorn of their mop-like hairstyles, they would look and sound like any other inferior rock and roll group, which is still attempting to keep alive the fad which died when Elvis Presley entered the armed forces. This is nothing attractive. There's no reason why Ed Sullivan should take part in the absurd campaign to make this group appear to be important. But then Sullivan's program has been on the skids for several weeks. I've noticed a general deterioration in the type of entertainment presented in at least three of the last four shows. In catering to the screaming teenagers who find this group exciting, Sullivan has shown his contempt for the vast millions who used to find his program diverting. Paul Jones, February 11, 1964. What a visionary. The fad that died when Elvis entered the military. Oh, man. This Kanye versus Pete Davidson thing is starting to scare me a little bit. I don't find this entertaining anymore. I don't find it funny. This is how people get killed. That Kanye, you know, the elevator ain't going to the top floor, if you know what I mean. And he's prone to outbursts. He's got too much goddamn money. And I think that he thinks he can just sort of walk around the face of the earth and do whatever he wants, because ultimately you just pay for it. And even if you're like, oh, JC, Kanye isn't going to do anything to Pete Davidson, we already know that there are loose cannons out there who feel like they have to become personally involved. And so that's, you know, you get your adult diapers and you get your spade and your pickaxe and your shovel, you throw it in the trunk of the car and you start driving 2,000 miles for wherever you think Pete Davidson is at that time. And everybody stands around afterwards and going, we didn't think anybody would take it seriously. Yeah, there were no warning signs, were there? Here's another thing I don't understand. Don't I remember reading in some history book somewhere, the civics class a long time ago, that there are 28 fireplaces in the White House? 28 fireplaces. And we had a guy who was trying to flush things down the toilet. Never mind. In Texas, they got these new restrictive voting laws. Greg Abbott in Texas, Ron DeSantis in Florida, very, very dangerous people. And in an effort to maintain the integrity of the next election, translated, keep black people from voting, they put these laws in, and 40% of the ballots now are being returned and rejected for some reason. Like somebody used their middle initial instead of their full middle name. 40% of the ballots. This, by the way, when in the last election, a fraction of a percent of the voting was in some way suspicious for one reason or another. Last night on CNN, Don Lemon had the transcripts of the texts that were going back and forth between and among the three guys who killed that guy in South Carolina. I don't think there's any question in anybody's mind anymore who read those transcripts that was a hate crime in South Carolina. In the meantime, you'll see a lot of this probably for the next day or two. There's this situation at a mall in New Jersey, and it's a young white kid and a young black kid. And the video picks up where they're standing face to face. There's been some sort of disagreement, and they're standing face to face, and they're arguing. But I could hardly believe what I saw next, because what happened was exactly what happened with me and the thing with Carney. I had just had a concussion a couple of weeks prior to my encounter with Mr. Carney. And in a hostile manner, he's waving his hands in my face. And this is the same thing that happened in the mall in New Jersey. The white kid comes really, really close to the face of the black kid as he's sort of, you know, pointing at him in a very hostile and aggressive manner. And he does it one too many times. And the black kid puts his arm up to block the hand in the arm of the white kid who's pointing in his face. And when he does that, the white kid sees that as incendiary and takes a shot at the black kid, and then there's a big fight. Now, these two guys, a white kid and a black kid, are rolling around on the floor of the mall, and the cops show up, and they immediately tackle the black kid and let the white kid just sit down and watch as they put cuffs on the black kid. Police chief in New Jersey says, what we saw on the tape was disturbing. You think? All right, two more news stories, and then we're going to shift gears and have some fun here. So yesterday we played this for you, KSDK anchor person by the name of Brent Solomon.
We are continuing to watch tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Today, Russia's President Vladimir Putin's...
Try that again, dude?
President Vladimir Putin's...
You almost called him Lord Voldemort there, doing Harry Potter news. All right, so that's on the local level. Well, I can always count on the Fox News Channel to supply me with something for the show. Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Biden now has the final word on what you should do if someone is protesting peacefully. Biden, the same guy who in the summer of 2020 decided that he would allow people to burn down, you know, streets and businesses.
Whoop, hold on there. We have a new winner.
And create all kinds of problems.
Yeah, one more time, Jeanine.
Biden, the same guy who in the summer of 2020 decided that he would allow people to burn down, you know, streets and businesses.
First of all, how do you burn down a street? Second of all, the summer of 2020, the president of the United States was Donald Trump. Whoops! They burned down my street. All right, what else we got here? Today, this is going to be one of those days where if you are allowed to work remotely, you will be reaping the benefits given the fact that the weather outside, especially during the afternoon drive today, Thursday, is going to be really, really treacherous. So, this outfit called Slack, they do stuff about the American workplace, found that 63% of people said it was off-putting when coworkers use office jargon, but 89% admit that they use the same words themselves to fit in and, quote, sound more professional, end quote. The people in the poll said the most overused workplace phrases are ASAP, as soon as possible, keep me in the loop, just checking in, team player, got to give 110%, sorry for the delay, the new normal, no worries, don't forget to touch base, think outside the box, loop me in, back to square one, circle back, and the classic, there's no I in team. As for the style of work communications, 38% of people say they use emojis, 36% use abbreviations, 33% use slang, 31% admit they use GIFs, 24% use all caps to show excitement. A new study in Texas found good-looking people tend to have better immune systems than the rest of us. Jeez, I hope Steve Bannon is triple vaxxed. Good morning, everybody! Morning Zoo time, 7:25. I guess if you're going to get a second job, bartender, if you know what you're doing, is probably a good place to start. And Applebee's, very, very popular right now because of that dumb country song. And if you're a bartender at Applebee's, I'm sure there are perks. A 58-year-old man named Michael Dusa went to an Applebee's in Washington State 2 weeks ago, and he was asked to show proof of vaccination. The county requires proof of a COVID vaccine or a negative test to enter restaurants and bars. Michael didn't have that, so he flipped out, and he was asked to leave. The bartender escorted him out, but once they were outside, Michael began yelling at the bartender and waving a meat cleaver over his head. Then he lunged at him. The bartender was able to slam the door in his face, and nobody was hurt. Police later tracked Michael down and arrested him for assault. Michael even admitted to threatening the guy with a knife, but he said he didn't do anything wrong. It's unclear where he got the meat cleaver, by the way. It's hard to imagine. He had it on him. They're shoving plates of boneless wings in your face. I don't think they have a lot of meat cleavers laying around. Police department in Michigan is so overwhelmed that they vented on Facebook about how they need a few months to catch up. So they're asking people, get this, to stop committing crimes like drinking and driving, embezzling from work, and selling drugs. We really have to catch up here at the office. We're really backed up with paperwork. Can you guys just stop committing crimes? We'll let you know. Elsewhere in Michigan, state police trying to find out who stole a cabin. Yes, an entire 12 by 28 foot cabin. More questions than answers right now. Exciting news for people who like to go on cruises. The CDC changed its risk advisory for cruises from very high risk to high risk. Family goes to bed early. You're wide awake. What's on TV? Maybe there's some adult beverages and other imbibements that you can imbibe. And eventually it's time to hit the little snack closet. Well, the nutritionists have gotten in the way of you and your Cheetos. They're basically saying that, you know, you get the munchies late at night. Try this. Try this. They have five suggestions. Walnuts. They're very filling and also full of nutrients. And they might also help you sleep because they're loaded with melatonin. Who knew? Number two, chocolate-covered nuts. They're okay, too, but it has to be dark chocolate. And don't eat too many. There's caffeine in dark chocolate. Number three, a banana. It's another one that might help you sleep. Potassium, a natural muscle relaxant. Thanks for the warning. There's also a little tryptophan in there, too. Makes you sleepy, like turkey. Greek yogurt with berries and almonds. It helps you sleep by keeping your blood sugar balanced. And there's also protein in the yogurt, carbs in the berries, fat in the almonds, and finally peanut butter, but on a rice cake. And it has to be natural peanut butter, not loaded with extra sugar, so a big spoonful of Jif just isn't the same. I'll stick with the Cheetos. Thank you. Looks like John Cena is following in the footsteps of The Rock and teaming up with the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote for Coyote versus Acme. It's a hybrid animated live-action comedy. In the story, the Coyote is suing Acme because their products keep malfunctioning. Cena is going to play an attorney representing Acme.
Me, me, bee.
Sharon Stone has kept her white dress from Basic Instinct. It's been sealed since filming. Wrapped 30 years ago, she says, and here's the quote, "I broke the zipper, so it's hermetically sealed like a piece of art or a very cool time capsule," end quote. Late Night Tonight, Ringo is going to be out with Jimmy Kimmel. Sean White pops up on that show, too. Pete Buttigieg is on with Colbert. Chloe Kim with Corden, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers. Don't come back until next week. Oh, I was sorry to see this. There's a guy, a character actor by the name of Frank Pesh. Now, the story of Frank Pesh was the inspiration behind one of my all-time favorite Christmas movies called 29th Street. It's an obscure movie. It's difficult to find. But if you can get your hands on it, especially at Christmas time, it is one of the greatest Christmas movies ever. And it's based, as I said, on a true story. This guy, Frank Pesh, was the winner of the very first New York State lottery. So he wins the lottery, and then basically his life completely comes unglued. Danny Aiello is in this. Lainey Kazan is wonderful in it. And I'm looking down at my arm right now, covered with goosebumps, because the surprise ending of this movie is just something that will really stay with you. So this was a real guy, Frank Pesh. And then he took a stab at acting and a lot of like Sopranos type movies and Goodfellas and stuff like that, because he looked like, hey, what are you looking at? One of those guys, okay? He was in Top Gun, Beverly Hills Cop, Flashdance, Midnight Run, Creed, tons of other stuff. He died this week. But again, if you get a chance to see the movie 29th Street, Anthony LaPaglia portrays Frank Pesh, and it's a great story. The fifth season of Yellowstone being split into two parts, and a second prequel movie called 1932 is on the way. Cheap Trick's going to open for Rod Stewart this summer. Bon Jovi looking for local bands to open for him. Birthdays today, Ed Sheeran, 31, that's it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who was in Inception, Third Rock from the Sun, The Dark Knight Rises, Snowden, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, he gets around. Good actor. I interviewed him for the first time when he was like 13 years old. They did a remake of the, 1930s movie? Angels in the Outfield with Tony Danza. Boy, did it blow. But that was one of his very early movies. I'm sure he'd like to forget about it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, 41 today. Paris Hilton, also 41. Worth $300 million, by the way. Jerry O'Connell from Stand By Me. Kangaroo Jack. Jerry Maguire. The best thing he's been in, though, of course, is Rebecca Romijn, 48 today. Billy Joe Armstrong, Green Day, 50. Denise Richards, 51. She survived that. Michael Jordan, worth, by the way, $2.2 billion, that's with a B, is 59 today. Larry the Cable Guy, 59. Lou Diamond Phillips played Richie Valens in La Bamba. He's 60 today. Richard Karn, Tim Allen's assistant on Home Improvement, 66. Rene Russo, what a blast she is. Interviewed her for one of the Lethal Weapon movies. And we got done and people just stuck their heads in the room like, what the hell was so funny in here? Because we were just sort of laughing and screaming. She's 68 today. Jim Brown, Football Hall of Famer, 86. The first Newsweek magazine published on this date 89 years ago, 1933. Basketball Hall of Fame opened its doors to the public for the first time on this date, 1968. Dark Side of the Moon performed at London's Rainbow Theater for the first time on this date, 1972, 50 years ago. And it was 8 years ago. 8 years ago that Jimmy Fallon took over as the new host of The Tonight Show. Technology keeps forging ahead. The government just approved new high-tech smart headlights that'll prevent you from blinding other drivers with your brights. They can sense when a car is coming, but instead of just dimming your lights, they block out the section directed at the car. So you get to keep your brights on, but the other driver can't tell. And why did it take so long to figure that out? If you ever wanted to live at Disney World, here's the closest you'll get. Disney just announced plans to build its own housing communities across the country. The first one is being built outside Palm Springs, and at least two more are in the works. The old coffee and a donut thing is too time-consuming for you? That is your complaint? Well, here's an option. Hostess now selling caffeinated donuts. They're called Boost Jumbo Donuts, and each one has the same amount of caffeine as in a cup of coffee. They got two flavors right now, chocolate, mocha, and caramel something or other. They did a release limited basis last fall. They will be available at convenience stores nationwide starting in about a month. It was on this date in 1990 that we started our live broadcasts from the Grammys in Los Angeles, and what a week it was. Probably the most exciting week of broadcasting I've ever been involved in, and we had everybody from Fleetwood Mac to Ron Jeremy on the show. Super Dave Osborne, B.B. King, and Howard Stern was broadcasting, you know, right down the aisle from us. And I'd known Howard from our days at DC 101 together in Washington. And I said, you got to come on the show with me. He goes, I'll do it on the last day. And he did. He kept his promise.
The A-List Interview with JC and the Morning Show Graham.
My old pal and the king of all media, Howard Stern.
You know, here comes Howard.
Howard, come here.
Howard, sit down. How you doing?
Now I'm in St. Louis, Robin. Oh, we live on the air?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Okay, I'm in St. Louis now. Robin, this is the radio station that got cited by the FCC, too. JC knows this. I believe what they're getting cited for by the FCC, they deserve to be punished by the FCC.
Howard says to me, he looks at the story and goes, now see, gives me a big smile and says, now see, I wouldn't have done that.
No, here's the deal, Robin. We got on the air and we made some vague references to genitals and stuff, and we're cited by the FCC. So then these guys get on and start reading directly from, what was it, Playboy?
From Playboy. Yeah. We read your friend Jessica Hahn. We read the interview.
Yeah. And you had to read every dirty word that was in the magazine.
We did. There were no dirty words.
Yeah, but did you guys read about certain acts?
Yes, we did.
And what's the dirty word? But you guys went way too far. I didn't. You guys did. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Good night.
Please stay out of St. Louis. I got a wife and a kid now, okay?
JC, I'm coming for you, baby.
And now our boy is grown up and he's doing celebrity interviews. And that's it. The JC Corcoran podcast for Thursday, February 17th, 2022 is in the can. 266 days remaining in our American system of government. Look at the flooding has already taken place here. You can see the stuff. You think they're in South St. Louis right now. And the water is coming up towards the houses. This is going to be a problem today, which will be nothing compared to what happens this afternoon when that cold front goes through and the temperatures drop from, what was it, 63 yesterday to 9 above overnight. Have a nice day. We are here every weekday morning, bright and early, just about 7 o'clock. Absolutely free. If you miss a podcast, don't worry. We archive everything right here. Email me, JC at JCOnTheLine.com. Facebook is The Showgram with JC Corcoran. Please spread the word. Keep us in the top 10% of all podcasts in the country. And in the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.